949-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
All right, it's, I guess, about a week away from Valentine's Day. Dean Wheeler is with us from Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks, and he's going to talk to us about Valentine's Day. It's a very important time of the year, Dean, for people who are in love, right?
Oh, you bet, Phil. Valentine's Day is I guess you'd say it's a special time of year for us because we do most of our business. Our spring collection is kicked off on Valentine's Day in the middle of winter. And we're really excited about some of the things we have for people this year, especially our school-age kids. We're talking about kids who are involved in going to their very first formal dance for the very first time. Something I think they're going to be excited about is our Valentine's dance package, and we wanted to talk a little bit about that with you, Phil, as well as our Do I Know My Neighbor package.
So all of these are new ideas that you've got over there that have to do, I guess, with romance, huh, because of Valentine's Day.
That's absolutely right, Phil.
All right, tell us about the Valentine's dance package, which I know is for young men who are about to ask their first girlfriend out for the big formal dance, right?
That is right, Phil. Valentine's Day, generally for a lot of high schools, is for the first formal dance of the year. And there's nothing like a formal dance. I'm sure you'd agree, Phil, when you think back in your high school years, it was a little bit nerve-wracking.
You know what? I got to tell you, I'm going to be honest with you. I never went to a formal dance. I never went to a prom.
Oh, that's, well, you know what?
I was a little shy, and I never went to my formal.
Well, you know what, Phil? If you can remember those days, you'd think you would have enjoyed our Valentine's dance package and the fun, and I sent one over to the studio. And it's really for guys who are a little bit shy and guys who are a little bit nervous about asking that pretty girl to the dance.
Okay, so we've got this is nice, a little teddy bear, and there's a single red rose in his hands. And you give this to the girl?
You give this to the girl, you know, when you ask her. Or you give it to her the night of the dance, really. You can give her the teddy bear in advance with the rose and then give her the corsage.
There's a corsage here. And these look like, what are these? Are these mints for the first kiss?
No, although that's not a bad idea, Phil. No, you know what those are? We realize that the first formal dance is a little nerve-wracking for a young man and a young woman. And that they're all like us. They need what you'd call a social mixer of some kind. A way to relax and enjoy the evening so that it's something to help primarily the girls, Phil. That's something for the girls to relax.
Well, what is it? These aren't mints?
Well, before I tell you, I want to explain something to you and a lot of your listeners. Girls are very tense, and the pressure of being a young woman is very, very much on young women these days. And it's more so than it used to be, so it takes a young woman a long time to relax and enjoy the companionship of a young man. Just the simple companionship.
Okay, but what are these pills?
Well, those are Rohypnol, and let me explain.
Rohypnol?
Yeah, they were...
Rohypnol is the...
Well, let me explain, Phil. Those were abused. One of the reasons why that name has a bad connotation, they were abused by a few women in college, and it got a very bad reputation.
Well, I thought that were guys giving this to women?
No. That was the problem. The women were taking handfuls of these of these pills of Rohypnol and then going out with guys... so they would, they wouldn't be nervous when they decided to have sex with them. And especially for a young woman who is being intimate for the first time, it would not be as painful.
But it's a date rape drug.
No, that's what they call it because of this handful of women. We give it a better connotation. What we say is, and we're debuting this for our spring 2002 campaign, be hip, y'all, take Rohypnol. It's a way of finally put a romantic and human face on Rohypnol, which I think it's really, really needed for a long time.
It has a negative connotation. The connotation that I learned of Rohypnol is the date rape drug.
Isn't that sad? Isn't that terrible that something that could be a great social mixer has that connotation? So that's why we're trying to give it another spin.
Our number, by the way, is 1-800-449-8686. We're with Dean Wheeler and his Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks company. The Valentine's dance package. Now, tell me what this little card here it says. This says climb on board.
Oh, that's something we came up with in our marketing department. What it means after she has, you give her the Rohypnol is what we call it really.
The Rohypnol.
Well, we would really like to call it something else because it does have a negative connotation. But after she goes to sleep, then we thought of an idea of saddle up or something like that.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. There isn't a parent out there. You're going to have problems with the parents.
Well, that's a concern.
You're going to have problems with parents. You're giving out the Valentine's package with the teddy bear and the rose.
Well, I'd like you to concentrate a little bit on the good things in that package, because there is a teddy bear and a rose and a corsage.
And there's two Rohypnol tablets.
Well, I tell you...
What about the parents?
Well, apparently, we know how intimidating it is for young people to think their parents are watching their every move, so... our Valentine's dance packages to the kids. We've got a number they can call.
Well, what's the number?
Well, if I did that, the parents would know we're canvassing the schools.
All right, so you're going around the parents, and you're getting the Valentine's dance package.
We are trying to take the pressure off of dating for high school students. So what we do is we are canvassing the students. Our Fresh Idea consultants will be on hand at your high school. And you can get our Valentine's dance package right there out of the car. It's a convenience.
All right, let me get this right so that I know what I'm hearing. You are selling these Valentine's dance packages to high school students in the parking lot before the dance.
We have our, you know, Phil, what I'm trying to tell you is we have our Fresh Idea consultants on hand.
All right, your Fresh Idea consultants are people there in the parking lot selling these packages. And you're going behind the parents, the backs of the parents, aren't you?
Well, so far you haven't said anything wrong.
Well, aren't you ashamed?
Oh, well, we are all about the kids. No, we're not ashamed. We're about the kids. You'll always remember your first love and how beautiful she looks when she's asleep and when she's...
What is the do I know my neighbor? Is that the same thing?
Yeah, well, you've got a lot of single men in apartment buildings, and so we give them the... demi-tasse of sherry. We have some biscottis and two Rohypnols.
So you're giving the Rohypnol to the women.
These are women, but they're also your neighbors.
And they're also married.
Well, that's none of my business. And I didn't want to get off on this foot with you, Phil.
That's okay. It's been a long time since I've been dating, but the Valentine's Day package sounds very nice. Giving out the Rohypnol drug...
A young man is going to remember being with his love for the first time while she was asleep. But a lot of those, most young women want to be asleep during their first sexual encounter because it can be painful. Now, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
You know. Of course you don't know. What do you say to that? So what we do is we give the Valentine's dance package, allows a young man to give her the drug, and she sleeps and saddle up, you know. So.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show with Dean Wheeler from the, what is this called? Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks, right?
Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks, Phil. And these are great ideas for all young people. What we're trying to do really is make Valentine's Day a very special thing.
You know what? The only problem I got here, man, is that you're, it's called a...
Phil, you know what's hanging you up? And if we could just, is the idea of date rape drug, isn't it?
Yes, that's hanging me up.
That was the bad connotation that was put on it by a bunch of college women who would say, boy, I sure would like to have sex tonight, but I don't want to have to be awake for it or whatever. And so they take handfuls of this stuff and pass out. And any football jock, any varsity club member, any guy who was the manager of the team could have at it. And I think it gave it a really bad connotation. It's really a lot of fun.
Rohypnol's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. No, but they ruined it. Well, we're going to try to reinvigorate it, Phil.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Dean Wheeler from Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks and his Valentine's dance packages. It's the Phil Hendry Show.
Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Dean Wheeler is with us from Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks. I got no problem with a Valentine's Day package. I'm just saying that Rohypnol sounds to me like that's the date rape drug, right?
Phil, Rohypnol is really more an aphrodisiac, and it's really not an aphrodisiac.
Well, do you think it's appropriate to give an aphrodisiac to high schoolers?
It's really not an aphrodisiac so much as it's just a relaxant. And if you can remember what it was like being a young man out on a date and trying to impress a young lady, and the next thing you know, you are all nerves, and she is very nervous herself. If these young guys, you mentioned you were geeky, this is something that's going to help them out. And there's nothing, absolutely nothing wrong at all with giving a young lady a nice, relaxing time. She's, limp in your arms, and it won't hurt her. It won't hurt when it goes in. I mean,
when it goes in.
Well, no. I mean, what we're talking about here, Phil. Kids are sexually aware.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. With a Valentine's Day package, a teddy bear, a rose, a corsage, and two Rohypnol. Here is Linda on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi.
Mr. Wheeler, you are out of your mind.
Well,
I have never heard anything quite so appalling in my entire life.
It's an unusual idea, I admit it.
To knowingly give drugs to kids. Let me tell you something.
Well,
we all went out on our first date. We all got laid for the first
kids,
time,
and kids can get drugs. And kids can get drugs, Linda. Okay, it was not my idea.
You know what? What they can go out and do, we try to talk to them. We try to teach them. You pray for the
right.
Kids. You pray for who they run with, but you don't knowingly put out a product as an adult that
Linda,
kids can just buy.
Linda, when you first had your first, and it's none of my business, but you brought it up. Did it hurt or anything like that?
You know
or were
what?
You already
it's
pretty
none of
much.
Your business, but we all lived through it.
Well, what you're
people
telling me.
People don't have to be put to sleep to have sex.
It can be painful.
It's absurd.
It can be painful. Unless, of course, you were broken
you
in,
lived.
And
so
I don't know.
What do you mean, unless
we
she was.
Lived through it.
What's that?
So is childbirth painful? Life is painful. That's nonsense.
What I'm offering young women is the opportunity to experience sex without it being.
You're offering young
painful,
men and women an easy way to get their hands on drugs.
Now here's
in
my
the guise of a Valentine's gift.
Now the problem that I have
and
is that you're at high school's parking lots. You're at high school parking lots, selling it.
No, wait a minute. What we're offering the kids is the opportunity to not have to deal with their parents who are constantly in their face, morning, noon,
their
and night.
Their parents should be in their face because if they were in their faces more, they wouldn't be looking to buy drugs.
Well, you seem to have it all figured out, don't you? Do you
I do.
It must be great to be you.
I've raised two really good, decent, straight kids. They don't need drugs to get through life.
It must be great to be you. What I'm
it
doing,
is.
What I'm, oh, well, great. Ask
and
your
you
kids,
know what?
By the way, Linda,
so
ask your kids.
To be you.
Ask
to
your
be
kids sometime what they think of you.
Children.
And if your daughter's first time is with an African-American, do you think that's going to feel like it's going to be, because they're large?
Why, a drug is
what the hell are you talking about?
African-American?
No, I'm saying it can be painful.
What are you talking about?
It can be painful, Linda.
Life goes on. Do you have to be drugged to go through life?
No, but your first time was with a Jewish guy, which probably meant he was a little bit smaller than most guys. And what I'm trying to say...
Wait, you're making a lot... You're making some...
You are as absurd as your product.
Well,
I
ma'am.
See where it's coming from.
Ma'am...
You're a very warped, twisted person.
You must be. No, ma'am, are you telling me that you weren't wishing you were asleep with a few guys? You see? What does anything have to do with
selling drugs to kids?
It's not a drug.
What you're going to do good for them. Selling drugs to kids.
It's not LSD.
You're no better than the guy in the parking lot.
It's not LSD. It's not heroin. It's not
There's nothing. You know something? That's absurd.
It's not marijuana.
Drugs are drugs.
Those are the dangerous
drugs. If there was
drugs.
Nothing wrong with them, doctors would be dispensing them
There's
for their benefit.
With,
but they're not.
Their dangerous drugs are hashish and marijuana and the mescaline. All right?
You
and you're
know
equating
something?
Rohypnol with that kind of thing.
Wait, I agree
really
with this woman.
It's that you think people need drugs to experience good things, bad things,
Linda,
for life in general.
I'm going to be kind and just say this. I'm sure that in your life, some men have had encounters with you where maybe they wish they had ingested some kind of relaxant.
Now you're being insulting for no reason.
Insulting.
I'm not being insulting.
She's insulting me.
Straight truth
she's telling me that I'm a drug dealer and I'm not.
But you
I'm
are.
Selling
you
them
are,
an experience.
Are you selling
first,
drugs?
I'm selling
Isn't
them
that
the first
exactly what you're doing?
No, no, I'm not.
Then what are you
but
doing?
You are.
Then what are you doing?
You're selling it.
I'm
just
selling
don't
them
try
an experience.
To, don't try to sugarcoat.
Their first experience with love.
Well, I don't know, yeah. Man. 1-800-4... Sorry, ma'am, I hung up on Linda there. 1-800-449-8686. And then you have the Do I Know My Neighbor package, which is single guys who live in apartment buildings giving Rohypnol to the women who are in their buildings. Is that right?
Well, you know, I said it to Linda, I'll say it to you, Mr. Hendry. It must be great being you. You're just you. Everything is...
No, it's not great being me.
Oh, you're so sure you're right about something. I'm excelling these people in experience with love. And the women, as I say, enjoy men because they are friendly and because they are nice, but perhaps they don't want to have sex with them because they're not that good looking. Rohypnol takes that out of the equation. So now you can have sex with that dork who you wouldn't have considered it in the first place, but now you're looking at him differently. You're looking at him through what we call the behypnol eyes.
So now you can have sex with that dork and not worry about the way he looks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I'm sorry, Mr. Hendry, if it doesn't conform to your view of life, but I think we're doing some good.
1-800-449-8686. Here is Sally.
Hi.
Hi, Sally. Go ahead.
I feel not only am I really disturbed that you're selling a drug to kids, but you're promoting premarital sex. You know, maybe we don't want our kids to have sex before wedlock.
Well, this is one of the reasons why we came up with this concept, because a lot of you parents, while you mean well, you bother these kids.
I bother my children? Excuse me, I don't want them to end up with some disease that's going to kill them on down the road.
Sally, have you heard the term, Mom, you're not hip, you're not being hep?
No,
I'm sure your kids have said that
to
you.
No,
you've
I haven't.
Your children
fact,
have never said
I have
that
heard
to you.
My children tell me, Mom, I'm glad you're here.
Well,
Mom,
okay.
I'm glad you're up at my school. Mom, I'm glad that you're doing these for me, these things.
You have no idea the pressure to be hip and loose these young women are under.
Oh, yes, I do.
And loose.
Yes, I do. I see it in middle school. I see it in high school because I have children
Dean, let me ask you, are you a father?
I was.
You were. What happened?
My wife took my kids in a divorce settlement, and I haven't seen them in a long time.
And was that your choice? Was that your choice not to see them?
I had authored an article in a newspaper about the fact that I wanted, as a young man, to be a father, and no woman would sleep with me, none of the girls in my high school, so
but
I started using...
when your wife left with your children,
yeah.
Did you follow? Did you say, hey, can I see them on weekends?
Well, yes, I did.
Well, then why won't she let you see them?
Well, she's got some idea that just because I had given her two Rohypnol when the children were conceived, that I have no right to that.
In other words, you drugged your own wife in order to have these children?
Well, it was a lot. Let me tell you something. It was a lot easier than listening to her.
I don't think you understand what love is.
Her mouth never shut up, and she just never shut up. So
So you drugged your wife so that you could have these kids. No wonder she took the kids from you.
You don't respect women, and you don't respect yourself.
I love women. I'm talking about young people. You take your date out into the car. You slipped her a couple of behypnols. You can always loosen your
date
up.
That is not love.
By inviting a couple of friends over.
That is not love.
No, that is love.
What do you mean by inviting a few friends over?
Well, as long as she's asleep, what...
Oh, my sweet
God. That's raping someone. That is
not caring. No, it's not.
If you cared about someone, you would want them alert and aware of what's going on around them.
Parents pressure their kids to have a boyfriend. They get a girlfriend. The parents are forcing their kids to have sex at a young age.
No,
I'm just helping them.
No.
Yes, you know you're always up in their face. Where's your date?
And
as long as she's asleep, just invite a few guys over to the car.
Well, they're standing around drinking malt liquor. What?
You are such a pill.
I do not ever ask
my children, where's your boyfriend? Where's your date?
1-800.
Oh, you're a pain in the ass, they told me.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
With Dean Wheeler from...
Fresh Ideas.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dean. Fresh Ideas of Sherman Oaks about the Valentine's Dance Package. You know, it sounds so benign with a teddy bear with a rose, and then you get to two-row hypnol, and you're trying to tell me that, oh, well, it loosens up the girl, and it makes for a pleasant evening.
So are you Italian?
No, I am not.
All right. My ex-wife was Italian, you know, we didn't get along. That's true. And she took my children from me.
Well, she took your kids because you were giving her Rohypnol so she'd have sex with you.
Okay. Can we stop now?
Stop.
Can we just stop now and let me just say what I have to say?
About what?
About the Italians.
What?
If you're Italian, or if you know any Italian Americans, something kind of interesting happens in their home on a Friday evening or a Saturday evening or a Sunday evening for dinner. And what do you think that is?
I don't know.
All right. They give their kids a glass of wine. Okay. Now, does that finally shut up you and your listeners about how I...
No, I'm not looking to shut up, sir. Giving somebody a glass of wine is the same as giving a girl a Rohypnol?
They're providing them with a drug. Alcohol is the most damaging drug.
Oh, come on.
No, Mr. Hendry. Alcohol is the most damaging drug there is, and the Italian-Americans have been shoving it down their kids' throats for years, pouring vats of wine into their 10, 11, and 12-year-olds, and you're getting pissed at me because I give a girl, an aphrodisiac, a mixer? Come on.
Well, it ain't an aphrodisiac, I know that.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because she's asleep. 1-800-449-8686. Kristen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I was just wanting to let you know that I think this is great. Did you say you think it's great?
She said rape.
Rape. When two people can't consent to having sex, then it is rape. Either way it goes.
No, she consented. She took the pills.
She's taking them willingly.
She's willing.
Well,
no, I don't know any person who would willingly take this drug.
Well, yes, she's taking it.
She's taking it from the boy, and she's putting it into her mouth.
Or he's crushing them up in her drink, but she's not. She doesn't.
No. Crushing them up in her drink.
That just makes it easier.
Does she know that he's crushing them up and putting them in her drink?
Yes, she does.
She's there watching him do it.
Or she might be at the bathroom or something, but it's
yeah.
You're trying to go around the whole point here, trying to make it sound good to begin with, when it really doesn't.
Did she go out with him? She went out with him, didn't she?
Okay, listen.
It's consensual.
No, it's not.
No, it's not consensual to have sex with somebody when you agree to go out on a date.
If you agree to go out with
him,
Kristen, forgive me. My understanding and the way I was raised, and I was raised in good old America, and I love my country, and I know you do too, that if a girl agreed to go out with you, it wasn't if, it was just where, was it going to be in the car or in a bedroom?
No, America's all about being free, not about, like, going out and having sex. Okay, sex is something completely different than having a date with somebody. Do you think that just because they're, like, going out on a date with them, that that's, like, a reason enough to have sex with them? I don't think so.
Why else do you go out? Wait a minute. Whoa, hold on, because I may be missing something. Help me out. Why else go out with them unless you want to...
Maybe you want to have, a committed life with them. Maybe you want to, like, share dinner with them.
Oh,
that's
great.
Not sharing your body.
And for the rest of your life, just share dinner.
Do you go out to the bathroom and hack fish?
Wait a minute. I want to ask you... I'm sorry, Kristen. Go ahead. I keep interrupting you.
I'm supposed to have dinner with her, and then I go in the bathroom and hack fish. Is that it?
You do not go out with somebody thinking that...
Look, where I come from.
Another part of your
Well, then what am I picking up dinner for?
Well, you know what? This is
2002.
Man. The girl can pay for dinner just as well as the guy can pay for dinner. That doesn't mean you're going home to have sex with that person.
Well, okay, then you could have fooled me because...
No, they could have fooled you. And what is this thing about the Italian-Americans give their kids wine and so that means they're giving them drugs?
That's what it is, you know...
Wine is a little different than a drug.
All right.
Okay, and your whole point about the dork...
When I was in school, I had sex with a young woman who was knocked out at a college football game. It was great.
That is crazy.
If I had paid for dinner, I'm paying for dinner, I'm having fish for dessert.
You are a crude,
You
crude.
Are, you know, like, something? I've never been insulted like this before in my life. I came on to talk about Valentine's Day, okay, and how you can have fun.
Valentine's Day has nothing to do with sex.
Oh, Valentine's Day has nothing to do with sex. Turn the music
no,
up.
No, it
stop
doesn't.
The presses.
It doesn't have
stop
anything
the
to
presses.
Do with sex.
I want everybody to hear that. Valentine's Day has nothing to do with sex.
It's about love. It's about love, okay?
And what is sex?
Sex can be love, and sometimes it's just sex.
Well, in your case, it's rape.
Look at Kristen. You give me dinner, maybe a movie, in turn, you're grabbing your ankles. The be-hip y'alls are hard.
Oh, but no, I'm not right, grabbing my ankles. I would not expect that from a guy. If I bought him dinner, I don't expect him to go home and have sex with me.
Well, that's because maybe you don't like it.
No,
maybe
I love sex.
You know
no. I love having sex.
I get it. You're a virgin. You're a virgin.
Oh, no, I'm not. Definitely
Believe
not.
Me, if you have sex with me, you're going to need a Rohypnol because I'm, well...
Well, see, I wouldn't
in...
have sex with you because you're a creep.
I'm
you
endowed.
Are raping the people that you're having sex with. Your wife had children because she was drugged, because she was raped.
Yeah.
That's why
okay.
you can't see
well,
the children.
Well, there's my music. It's time for me to go. Remember, everybody, call my...
Get out of here.
You Whatever. Are crazy.
You go out with me, you better wear hoop earrings so you have a place to put your ankles.
That's the most insulting thing I've ever heard before.
Well, I wasn't saying it to you, was I? I was saying it to her.
Why? What have I done that you would say that to me?
I think you sound sexy. What? Nothing. I love you.
No, you don't love me. You don't know me. You are crazy. You are psycho. You are raping other women. You are raping women.
Hold on. I want to get your phone number. I'm Dean Wheeler with Valentine's Dance Package. Back to you, Phil. Now, Kristen, what's your phone number? Kristen?
Who's this?
1-800-449-8686.
Okay, I got it.
That's my phone number. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Chatsworth, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was listening to your interview with the man about the Rohypnol.
Yeah.
I'm a junior at Chatsworth High, and I would like you to hear me out if you would, sir.
You're a junior at Chatsworth High, and what? Hurry up, kid.
We have the Rohypnol, and we also offer duct tape. And the plastic sheeting so her head doesn't congeal to the pillow when she vomits. And another thing that I got...
Great. Thanks for that phone call. That was great. Duct tape and plastic sheeting for the pillow. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. From yesterday's show. By the way, that was me doing the voice of R.C. Collins. That was me doing the voice of the... whoever the hell that character was that we just did. Who was it? Dean Wheeler. And this was me doing the voice of Chris Norton yesterday as he said that modern women are too, quote, nasty looking. That's why he can't get rection.
Phil Henry. Flashback.
I think you're a little misdirected here. I realize you have a sexual dysfunctional problem, but instead of trying to blame it on American women, you need to look at the problem you're having, which
no,
is,
see, that's
frankly,
what everybody
sir,
said.
You're a pedophile.
That's everybody's. No, I'm not a pedophile.
Oh, yes, you are, and you just don't realize
it. You don't know what a pedophile
is. Because if you weren't a pedophile, you wouldn't even dream of touching some young lady. If you did that in the state of Florida, even with the father's permission, the state's attorney would charge you, and they would charge the parents.
Ma'am.
And the best thing that could happen to someone like you if you did that is if you got castrated.
I'll tell you right now, every American man, if she's sweet enough, would probably do some babe under 18. Okay.
Yeah,
well,
I'd like
to weigh in.
No, see, you don't even know what a pedophile is. A guy what likes little boys.
Listen, you can't even say anorexion. You don't know how to say. You say rection. You don't even know what a pedophile is.
No, I said rection.
Rection. An erection. You need to speak proper English first of all. No wonder there's not good-looking women around you. That's your problem.
You know, really
none of the good-looking women wanted to hear you, obviously.
I'm starting to lose my temper a little bit.
Well, I mean, the lady's she's hitting the nail on the head here.
I have as many as 7 girlfriends at one time, man. I don't need
any. Yeah, they're probably all dogs, because that's the only kind of person that would hang around with someone like you.
No, all you got to do is look at Stuff Magazine, 102
That's why you're pinned over a magazine, because you can't find a real woman that wants to be with you.
The women that I go out with are all like Pamela Anderson.
Well, then why can't you get it up, man?
Because of the fact that...
I thought they were all so wonderful, like Pamela Anderson. You can't get it up.
I don't sleep with them all the time. I'm not... I'm not mononymous with them. I have different girlfriends.
You can't get it up.
You
so they must be all dogs.
My dysfunction on
account
of my
record... That's your theory
You know why you're angry? Because you probably are a two-bagger.
I'm not angry.
No, you're a two-bagger.
Laughing.
Yeah.
Because
well,
obviously you can't get it up because the girlfriends you're with might be two baggers, whatever the heck that
means.
No,
they've all gone natural. Like a two bagger means I need two bags.
You're reduced to looking at pictures in magazines.
My bedroom doors
and dreaming about little girls.
No, my bedroom doors are
revolving. You're a pedophile.
All these chicks that have gone natural.
Get a
like
doctor.
You. Hey, Debbie, if you shave the hair under your arms, maybe.
All right, sweetie, not for you. I wouldn't shave anything.
Yeah, shave that muff.
Okay, man, that's it, all right?
Friggin' treasure trail.
That's it.
Phil Hendricks. Flashback.
That Chris is just nasty. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Go to our website, philhendricksshow.com, because our scrapbook feature's up. That's right. We've got 44 brand spanking new photos. See, as we evolve the website and as we create more and different features for the website, we're going to be adding different things. We have the scrapbook feature, which has 44 photographs of me down through the years from like 1979 to the present. And you can see what I looked like at 1958. There's a couple of pictures here of me when I was a kid back in the day in California in 58 when I was 5 years old. Then there's a caricature of me that the Miami Herald did dressed as Margaret. It's an actual cartoon. Kind of funny to see yourself as a cartoon character. But there it is. That's from the Miami Herald in 1996. There is, just a potpourri of things. There's one of me standing on the Great Wall of China in 1982. There's another here of me show prepping in Ventura. Basically, they're all pictures of me. You know, it was funny, as I was looking at these, the thought did occur, all these are pictures of me. There's nobody else. There actually are a few. There's one picture of me and Frank Bennett at a broadcast we did New Year's Eve. 1978, there's a picture of me with Marshall Phillips. I know these names don't mean anything to you, but just pretend like, oh yeah, Marshall Phillips, he was on the Hanna-Barbera cartoon character, I don't know. There's one here of me with Billy Juggs, I'm sure okay. Anyway, they're there on our scrapbook page, and they're on our website, philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com. There's also a nice picture of me with my dad. Jesus, what is it with doing Chris Norton all of a sudden I lisp? What if I just broke into that and that was it for the rest of my career? Okay, everybody, let's do a phony voice now. And let's see, what do you want to hear, Chris Norton? See, you can't do this kind of work if you've got any kind of speech impediment, I don't think. Although Barbara Walters has made millions. Millions and millions and millions. That's the part that I don't think is right. That's the part that I don't think is fair. I also saw a picture of Keith Richards today at Us Magazine, and I want to thank you, Keith, because that's the first one I've seen of you in at least 4 years. See, he has the common taste and common decency to keep his face out of magazines these days. Mick Jagger, on the other hand, since that album came out, we've seen a little bit of him, haven't we? Just a little bit. So I want to thank Keith Richards, who understands that he is basically skeletal, from keeping his kisser right out of those magazines, because not the... badmouth the guy, he's a fine musician, or he used to be a fine musician. You know, at some point, Keith Richards was a musician. Just thanks for keeping your kisser out of the magazine, man, because today I opened it up and said, oh, Jesus, look at that. Looks like they forgot to put this one in a box. Oh, wait a minute, he's alive. It was Keith Richards with his dog getting out of a limousine. Don't you love that? Have you ever been on an airplane with someone who has a dog, a cat, a bird, any kind of animal? Never? Neither have I. But I've heard of people who sometimes are allowed to carry their dogs or their cats or their birds with them because they get a little skittish down below. Anybody ever had an experience like that? All right, fine, good. Well, then, you know, not everything is horrible. Everything, not everything is just a nasty mess. All right, John Walker of the Taliban, he's been indicted 10 charges relative to his involvement with the Taliban. And they say that he was tortured by the military, and his attorneys are going to use that as an excuse to try to get him off. In other words, he wasn't given the benefit of a lawyer when he was answering questions as he was being interrogated by FBI, CIA, or military intelligence. He was duct taped, and he was in a garbage container of some kind. I think it's really ingenious. Every time they talk about those holding containers they had those guys in, they make it sound as if it was a horrible deprivation. If you don't have a jail cell, that's a pretty, it's a large cargo container that they just had shipped over to Afghanistan. They stuck about 50 of those in the desert, and they put all those guys inside of them. That's a great makeshift jail cell. But they are saying that he was, because he was not allowed an attorney, and he was answering questions that are, the answers to which are going to be used in his trial, that he was denied due process and there was some torture going on. And as they were talking about that, I'm on the website on CNN and I'm just sort of noodling around prepping the show. And I see him giving an interview with that guy talking about how much he loved the Taliban. And he was being treated like with kid gloves. In other words, he's laying there, and they're giving him morphine, and they're giving him Band-Aids, and they're giving him Unguin, and they're giving him Bactine, and they're wiping his rear end, and they're patting his fevered brow, and he's talking about what a rock and roll time he had with the Taliban, and he'd do it again if he had another shot, and it was just one continuous block party, hanging out in Pakistan, eating dirt clods, and walking 100 miles for a glass of water. He was just great. And he was saying it to CNN. All you got to do is log onto their website. There it is. Now, what is his lawyer going to say about that? You know, he was tortured, and he had the information. Tortured? He was laying there getting his ass wiped while he was telling them what a great thing the Taliban was on CNN. Can you let that in a court of law? Why not? The guy was talking to a news gathering agency. Wait a second. I know what I'm going to say. He was being shot up with morphine, so he didn't know what he was doing. He was giving all these answers to CNN because he was flying high on dope. Well, all right, so I'll just have to think about this some more. I thought I had it figured out, but apparently not. 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget our website and, of course, the Best of the Phil Henry Show, year 2001 CD, 877-616-7445. 877-616-7445. That's the Best of the Year 2001 CD. And all of the money goes to my friend's place, the Resource Center for Homeless and Runaway Kids in Hollywood, California. And to date, with the sale of our 2001, I think we've reached the $20,000 mark. And our big goal is 200 G's. That's what we're hoping to do. And as I say, the money goes to my friend's place. What that means is I don't get any of it. Nobody gets any of it except the charity. There's nobody taking anything off the top. We're not giving a percentage to charity. We're not giving a little bit to the radio stations. No, all of it goes to my friend's place. The only money that doesn't go to them is the amount of money that it took to actually do the production of the CD. That goes to the producers of the CD. And by producers, I mean the company that pressed it and did the artwork. And then the rest goes to my friend's place. See? So in other words, what I'm saying is, all of the money, not every single...